from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All righty, let's get to the confessions here. And this one, I don't know, I should hate them because they're really goofy and corny. But it's fantasy football season, right?
Yes.
I love, absolutely love all these videos on my timeline right now of fantasy football champs arriving to the draft in limos and with all the, you know, all these women asking for autographs and selfies.
Oh, those dorks?
All those dorks. It's dorky, it's goofy, it's corny. I can't get enough of that. And I can't get enough of the what the last place team has to do. I saw some guy had to caddy 18 holes for the champ, like carrying his bag and the white jumpsuit and all that stuff. It's stupid. I get it. But I love when they make these people do silly things like that, or they do silly things. It's awesome.
Yeah, look, I hear you. I like in some ways kind of hearing about them, some of them. Some of them I'm like, yo, are you sure these are your friends?
Exactly.
Like, and I get it.
Well, so, some of them are vicious.
Yeah, some dudes' friendships, that's how they are. Like, mm-hmm. Not quite for me. I'm like, hey, man, we would no longer be associating if I had to deal with some of these. But I appreciate the really creative ones. Like one that I saw a few years back was the loser would have to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House.
Oh, I saw that one. I remember that one.
However, you could eat down your time for every waffle you ate.
Yeah.
You would cut off
like
an hour.
Half an hour or whatever. Yeah, an hour.
And that led to a great situation where one of my coworkers, I made him, because he was like, oh, yeah, I just eat like, you know, 10 waffles and then be out of there. And I was like, you're not eating 10 waffles in an hour.
No.
And he was like,
I'll be stuffed with one and a half, man.
And yeah.
So, did he?
No, I mean, no, he got like 4.5 waffles in an hour. And I was like, I told you. And then the worst part about that is you think, okay, well, then I do that the next hour. No, buddy, you're full.
No, you're done.
Yeah. You're good for a good while.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but yeah, things like that.
It's goofy stuff. I just love that because these people take it so serious. And
yeah.
It's so much, they make so much fun of each other and all
as
that.
As long
stuff.
As the stakes aren't too high, I like it when they get to that. But when the stakes get really high, I'm like, what are we doing, man? We're doing fake football, brother.
Watch this.
Okay, so my confession here is that I think Dabo Swinney is running from the grind, or Dabo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said his name all weird.
Yeah,
because I don't know if you guys recall last year Dabo Swinney in his coach's show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the SEC, the coach's show, people call in, talk to him, and there was some dude who called in and told him about himself. And Dabo didn't like that, right? And so now this season, Dabo Swinney will no longer have live calls on his weekly radio show.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother.
The fans. Now, I can't be too judgmental because the fans will be able to text and email a lot like what we have with our text line, 713-572-4610.
Yeah, but you're just picking there.
And, yeah.
That shouldn't be the reason you disable the calls.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a fire call, man, you got to let that guy eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dabo running from the grind, man.
He don't
want to hear people tell him about himself.
Boy, Dabo's star
and the fact that he's
fallen.
Not getting out here in this transfer portal.
Dabo's star has fallen a little bit in the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, some of that is because the landscape of college sports is shifting rapidly. I think we saw something similar start to happen with Coach K in a similar vein, right? Mm-hmm. When Coach K was still real strong in that we don't do one and dones.
Yeah.
Like, as the world started to turn, he looked up and was like, hey, man, this is a lot harder to happen with everybody else getting on the train and me being behind. And eventually you saw him go and get some one and dones, right? Dabo was in that place, but with transfers and those types of things. And to be fair to him, right, Clemson has had a level of success that they had not had in a long time without him, right? He built what they've got going right now, to be completely fair. However, if you want to be so defiantly against trying to, you know, modernize and get with the times, you're going to get left.
You're going to get left behind.
And that's what you're starting to see, is they're getting left. And it's not like, I mean, they have good geography and all those things, but if you're not willing to play the game as it's being played right now, you're going to get left behind. I think that's what's happening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely happen to know. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I think what I love about working here is seeing my coworkers with different live read sponsors and how it kind of fit their personality a little bit.
Yeah. Where are you getting at with this?
So, all right. Okay.
Where are you getting at with this, Biggie?
So
I can almost see the string.
So I was listening to Pain and Pentagast this morning.
As one does.
Yeah.
6 to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610.
As you should every morning.
Yeah.
And that show is probably known for having the most live reads probably in history.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of every break, somebody reading
They're
something.
They're
popular. Yeah, or endorsing something.
They do a good job.
So I heard Sean Pendergast endorsing this.
But if you're looking for a place to watch all this, looking for a place to go watch some of the football coverage with today's Cutdown Day, so if you're looking for a place to watch your Astros tonight, because Taquerias Arandas is a proud sponsor of the Houston
I shouldn't
Astros.
Laugh like that.
Oh, yes, you should.
No, I shouldn't, because I just passed like day 500 on my Duolingo. I'm trying to get my Spanish down.
Oh,
but
good for you.
I bet if I start trying to roll to Mars, somewhere will be laughing at my pronunciation, so I should not do
so
that to
Figgy,
others.
So, first get to your confession, because then I know I'm going to add on to it.
Because Taquerias Arandas is a...
I was sitting there thinking, like, wait a minute, man. Yeah. Like, that's a Hispanic place, right?
Is it now?
Is that?
I think so. I believe so.
Right? Yeah.
We have one Hispanic on our station, right?
Yeah.
So what's up with the salespeople just passing you up and going right to Sean Pendergast? And look, this is no hate at all.
Yeah.
I like Sean Pendergast doing this live
read. He tried to put the sauce on it. I
give him an A for effort.
He tried to put the sauce on it.
I think it's cool, and I think he should stay on this.
Absolutely.
He should definitely keep this. But y'all got to add my man John Lopez on this, man. He was sitting right there.
Can we do the side-by-side comparison? Can you give me Pendergast one more time?
Because Taquerias Arandas is...
Porque taquerías
arandas. Oh, he fumbled.
I did it in Spanish.
Sean, you can keep it.
Porque taquerías arandas. All right, so here's my hot take.
Don't even look at Lopez.
Not only is there only one.
Sales staff, he made the right call.
No. Hold on.
Made the right call.
Not only is there only one Hispanic sports full-time broadcaster on this station, there's only one in the city.
And you screwed up the name, man.
No, I was trying to do it in Spanish. Taquerías Arandas. Taquerías Arandas.
I think Sean said it a little better.
No. I give him an A for effort.
Sales staff, salute to y'all.
No, what are we doing?
Y'all made the right call.
I've switched sides. I think Pendergast is the one.
Keep Sean.
Pendergast is what we're looking at there.
Keep Sean. But what are we doing here?
because taquerias around us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, yeah. sure. Okay. I think that's white privilege, man.
Y'all didn't know Sean is a Venezolano. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like taquerias around us.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, Ryan Leaf made a little news yesterday and today because he was saying in a bad way, you know, Pat McAfee is high 80% of the time that he's on the air. My confession is, and what, whatever works. What does it matter? I could name you three national broadcasters right now that are at least 80% of the time, maybe more, high on the air. Who cares? They're great. Yeah. Pat McAfee is awesome.
Yeah, if you can do the gig,
he could
cool.
probably do a taqueria on this commercial.
I look,
it's taquerias around us.
That's right. I just want you to keep that one around. You know what I mean? Like, I just want that to be around for a while. Yeah, no, and also I think we don't give enough credit to just how many people we do not recognize are in their jobs, mm-hmm. just off a gummy,
yeah.
or something, right? Like, wasn't it who was it? Mad Dog Russo. On one of the first takes where he was like, yeah, you know, go watch, pop a gummy, watch the game. And I'm like, you're somebody's grandfather. Yeah. And you know what? That's on me for stereotyping. But that's the thing is, like, I think we all kind of stereotype. There's folks out here high all the damn time at their 9-to-5s and everything.
Hell, B. Scott might have been high today.
Why, what are you doing? Hold on.
I said might.
That's wild.
I said might.
Oh, my goodness.
But again, gracious. What do you mean might?
You don't know? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I have to be honest. I don't know for certain.
All I'm saying is, what does it matter if they're great at their job?
Yeah.
Even if they're high?
That's right. And also, I think that we also have to consider the source on this one.
Yeah.
It's a very particular situation with Ryan Leaf and his relationship with narcotics. I feel like that meant something a little different for him. However, buddy.
It would have hit more if it was 15 years ago, where weed and being high was way more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, who cares? The dude's still good.
Yeah. Yeah. B. Scott was good.
What are you doing?
Goodness, man.
Either he is snitching or these are like crazy allegations that are coming through. Either way, I don't like what we're doing here right now.
You ain't getting that taqueria.
Yeah, that's definitely not coming back to you.
The sales staff was high when they gave it to Sean.
It's taquerias around us.
That's right.
I'm sitting right here.
It's taquerias around us.
My confession is I didn't come up with a second confession today. I saw the Dabo thing. I was like, that'll go. And I was like, I think I have enough and I did not have enough.
Yeah.
I'm still getting the hang of, like, all right, when I have these thoughts during the course of a day, write them down. They'll come back around for the confession. So.
By the way, somebody said shots fired at Chris Santiago. I said on the air full time, like day parts. Yeah. Chris Santiago's on the team.
And technically, he's not full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not trying to put his business out there. He should be full time.
He should be.
Shout out to the 713.
And he do a damn good job, too.
Shout out to the 713 smoking in the parking lot right now. Chill. Yeah, man, you're making the block hot.
The weed.
713-572-4610. B. Scott, were you high today?
All right. Come
on. Oh, goodness.
Goodness great. What are we doing?
It's funny.
Well, okay. I was about to try and make a transition, but I don't want to do that at all.
Ain't about to be high no more. You blowing this high. Right?
Yeah, bro. You making the block hot. Also, in that same vein, in the last break, you were out here kind of doing the... Hey, we've kind of slowed down, haven't heard anything. And as soon as you did that, Aaron Wilson was like, a word.
Oh, yeah.
Texans released defensive lineman Marcus Harris.
Oh, yeah. Well, so much for that.
Boy.
Yeah, your guy. Minutes. However, they plan to sign him to the practice squad if he clears waivers.
Okay.
So, at least in theory, assuming that another team does not snatch him up, he will remain with the Texans. And I guess just a note just to do that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Chiefs are releasing Kadarius Toney. So, a dude who sometimes looks like he might have been high at his job. It's a possibility.
Or he definitely be driving fast.
Yeah, he does.
Well, there is that. Mm-hmm. There is that. All right. You're listening to In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the experienced Astros are going to need some rookies to help them get to where they need to go. Let's talk about that, because we saw a little bit of that in this game last night against the Phillies. We'll discuss it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.